just get it from Goodwill. The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notice.
Bucks, question for you. Are you any concern at all that the Cats have played only three teams in the current top eight in the last 12 weeks?
Yes and no. I think you can only beat what's put in front of you, and they've done it really well. They will need to step it up, and the question marks will be there in that first week of finals, as they have been in the last 5 or 6 years. But Chris Scott spoke about that, about contending, about putting themselves in the position. And I think they'll welcome it, but the intensity will definitely go up against their last couple of opponents and potentially their last 5 or 6 weeks. But geez, they haven't missed a trick. They've just looked really strong.
And that was from Andrew. And leave your name so we can refer to you. Old 424. That is out of our control. 424. So we no good sending us that message. There's someone suggesting on Twitter that Carlton are going to appeal the umpiring decisions. I think that's I should have read.
Try and overturn, try and get the 4 points.
Yeah.
Hey, should Max King go external to St Kilda to get support for his goal kicking? Or should St Kilda actually get someone from outside of the football club?
So I think St Kilda now, I mean, what Brett Ratton said post game was, you would be better placed than I, obviously, to talk about it. You're emotional. You are, you know, it's a disappointing result. Max hasn't. You want to defend the player and you want to defend your people. So when he says we don't need to go outside the group, I would imagine that is at the forefront of his mind. In the cold, hard light of day, I don't think that St Kilda would be against getting outside help in if it meant that it was going to improve Max. That would be my gut feel. I don't know for certain, but I understand Brett Ratton being a bit defensive and, you know, trying to support his people, but it didn't sound like it made much sense to me.
It probably is exactly what you said. It's a coach who there might be someone or, and it might be a psychologist who's looking at routine and structure and what's going on in your mind. And then there'd be some technical aspects of that. And, you know, I mean, I know Jared Ruffhead's down there as a coach, and you look at his goal kicking regime was as compact and as clear and straight as you would like to see, and his execution was really good. So there's examples, but just because someone else has done it doesn't mean that they can transfer that knowledge to another person.
No.
And in the end, Max King is going to be the one that will ultimately either form the belief that he's got a kink in his armor, or I'm going to become bulletproof, and it becomes a psychology as much as it does a technical aspect.
Well, why this has got such traction and why it has got such debate is that Max King did exactly that. He did reach out to a man who he had worked with previously in Matthew Lloyd, who's one of the greatest goal kickers, you know, of all time, had a relationship with him through, you know, school and school footy. So that, and reached out and Lordo was denied access to him from the club. That's why it's got such traction now. So
the reality of that, I understood that, and we lived through that, didn't you? Where don't even go outside to get, you know, physio treatment, or don't go outside to get anything done from a medical situation. Then they become coaching and technical. But we're moving towards the American model of the individual going and seeking and having his own team. And I think that that's we're far more open minded with that as clubs. You still can fall back into the control, you know, bring it all in control. But I think we're more likely to look far and wide for the right things, given that individuals are all different.
Yeah, and Max, I don't know Max at all, never really met him, but he might be such a, you know, nice kid who wants to do the right thing by the club that he just takes the club on face value. But now with another 2 years under his belt, he might just turn around and say, hey, I will invest in my own career here. So if I want to go and access someone else, and I think it's for the better, then with a couple of years of more experience behind him, he might be a bit more forceful. And, you know, what's the downside in going to see Matthew Lloyd to have a chat about kicking? That's the thing.
No, and when it costs you and costs your club, then it's so visible, as we saw on Friday night, well, then it becomes an issue. How would the Suns rate their year to date? Have they improved?
Gee whiz, that's... Yeah, at the edges, I think you would say yes, because they would appear to have played a more sustainable brand of footy at times. But still, I think it's a they were in contention. They were in contention for finals 6 weeks ago, and they have dropped off. And I guess I could see Stuart Dew getting that group in after that game on the weekend, sitting down and saying, "Right, that game that you just played in, you will be that sick of this by the start of next year, because we're just going to keep throwing this down your throat in terms of work rate, in terms of skill level, in terms of flexibility of positional play, all the things that are making Geelong such a good side, just keep throwing it down your throat all summer. You think you're a midfielder? Go and run like Isaac Smith." You know, Tuke Miller obviously is at the pointy end, but there'll be some learnings to come out of that, and not a bad time to get it a week out from the end of the year.
So it's the first time in their presence in the league that they've been in contention for finals, and they've fallen short. They've lost four of their last five. When their opportunities were there, they weren't able to take them. But there's no doubt that they've taken a step up to be in contention in that part of the season, but they haven't been there before. So there has to be a lesson learned.
That one win in that 5 weeks was against the West Coast Eagles, who have been the disappointment of the year.
Well, the game against Collingwood, that was 5 or 6 weeks ago. They played really well and didn't do a lot wrong there, but they weren't able to sustain that level, and that's what the best teams do. You need to be able to sustain the level and play well against the best teams to be able to qualify.
Steve's on the Gold Coast. He thinks that I dismissed Brisbane as a contender. I don't mean to, Steve, but I think I'm not as I haven't got them in the absolute top bracket just yet, but their form 2 weeks ago had me thinking that if they can bring that pressure each and every time they play, there'll be a chance. And Cam Rayner on the weekend put in one of his best games and performances, which is going to help. I think they're really relying on the Neil thing, which is why I get a bit passionate about the tagging of Lachie Neil. And then I haven't quite got myself committed to Hipwood and Danaher as potential premiership key forwards. Maybe I might be wrong.
Well, that is a question. They're high forwards, Rayner, McCarthy, Bailey, who continues to be an important player for them. Obviously, Charlie Cameron, who looks dangerous all the time. If they can get enough access to their forwards, they're the highest scoring team for the year thus far. But they were the clear second behind Melbourne at the beginning of the year. And we've already spoken about Geelong. We've spoken about Sydney. So where do Melbourne and Brisbane fit in now? All you need is 4 good weeks of footy, and they're capable of, their best is still capable, but can they pull it all together?
Gut running midfield is like against, which is a good test. The Demons have got them a couple of times in recent times through their midfield group, who tend to, they've got Lachie Neil who runs hard, but I just think the depth of Melbourne's midfield has stretched them. Up in Brisbane, it might be a different matter on Friday night. They're a much better side up there, I reckon.
The fight we saw from the Eagles, is that
I didn't see much
too little too late?
I was a bit immersed in the other game at the same time.
The derby?
If you couldn't raise an effort for a derby, a week and a half, 2 weeks out from the end of the finals, then it was that. Did Kennedy, Josh Kennedy?
No.
No, he didn't play. Still remains one of the great mysteries for me.
Why you don't play it out?
No. Why, if you're going to call time, wouldn't that be the best time to call time? A derby?
Yes, I would have thought so.
I'm told it was a Freo home game, so maybe that was the reason.
Yeah, well, in the end, when you do retire, he's kicked 8 goals.
Yeah,
he kicked 8 goals. I mean, it's a nice way to sail off into the sun. Nice way to sail off in the sunset, but still. You're a long time gone. There's still 2 games to go in the season.
Okay. That's a strange one.
If he had his time again, I'd wonder whether he just, I might play these last two.
Hey, questions without notice was for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's most trusted repair of prestige German vehicles. Sepp Straka's put his, on the second playoff hole, his second shot within about 8 feet, and now Will Zalatoris has put his second shot within 15, so... Oh, some pressure. Mark from Brunswick, a break, then Jake Lever from the Demons to join us. G'day, Mark.
Good afternoon, Bucks and Gary. Now, I just want to go back to the previous Geelong and Richmond game, being at the MCG, when we had that horrible incident with Prestia. Now, you both agree, grand finals are hard to win. Now, I'm not suggesting anything, but that really wasn't resolved, was it? I mean, come grand final day... you'll be thinking it's worth 3 or 4 weeks to hold that cup up, wouldn't you?
Ooh, that's they're fighting words. I'm pretty sure there was no love lost. And in that particular game, round 15, the Cats got up by 3 points. And it was, you know, that's the type of contest that we're hoping to see. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure the Tigers wouldn't have been happy with Prestia and with what happened in that incident. But there might be a little bit of tete-a-tete in the lead up. But once the first siren goes, we're just going to see a great contest if it happens.
Yep. Good on you, Mark. Thanks for your call. Congratulations to Jess from Doncaster. She's our caller of the week. You're in the draw to win a brand new 2022, the car that Bucks drives, the Toyota Hilux Rogue. We've got another chance to go into the draw next week. She called last week about Isaac Rankin and Shea Bolton and the attributes that they shared. So, Jess, you're in the running, which is a good place to be.